I ran off to Bakersfield one afternoon. This back when I was 17. I don't think that I really had a plan in mind. I can't say that I even had a dream. I just thought there might be something there for me. And Bakersfield was closer than Tennessee. I got out on the freeway and I saw the signs. I figured if I stayed a day or two, well, who knows, maybe I might meet some strangers there. Or maybe I would find a buckaroo. I was sure surprised at what I found. Bakersfield was just another mother trucking town. Had a Chevron and a Denny's just like all the rest. I saw a music store, so I went in. I tried to play the dobros and the mandolins, 'cause the store we had back home didn't have them. I saw the ads on the board for the pickers and the bands, and I told myself someday I'll be that man. I went out to the car to head back home. That's when I realized I was out of gas. I guess that I just left home feeling haggard, so I forgot to bring along some cash. Well, that nice man at the Chevron, he gave me some gas. I wish I knew his name, he probably saved my ass. I pulled in the driveway just about midnight. Folks and family met me at the door. They said, where you been? I said, Bakersfield. They just stared at me and said, what for? I said, I didn't know. Then I broke down and cried. We didn't understand it, but my mama tried. Looking back now, I can understand. Bakersfield was just a fantasy. You know that I still indulge it now and then. When I feel the world start closing in on me, it's just one way that I found that I deal. When problem gets too big, I go to Bakersfield. So if we're supposed to meet somewhere and I don't show, you're sitting there just wondering what's the deal. Check out on the highway, 'cause you never know, I could be on my way to Bakersfield. There's still a few streets there that I haven't seen, and I like going places that I've never been to.